I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Wednesday, March 14. Coming up, National Security Ministry launches Jamaica Eye CCTV network. Second supplementary estimates tabled in Parliament and government taking steps to increase student loan repayment. The news in detail after the break.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JASIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JASIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JASIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JASIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
Now the news. The National Security Ministry on Wednesday officially launched the Jamaica Eye National CCTV Network. Jamaica Eye will allow citizens and business owners with cameras pointing in public spaces to voluntarily provide their camera feed to a restricted team of vetted security professionals at two monitoring centers. The public feeds, along with government-owned CCTV feeds, will support suitable responses to acts of criminality, national disasters, and other events. National Security Minister Robert Montague says Jamaica Eye will not only expand the reach of the security forces, but also increase the participation of the public in addressing crime.
That our biggest partners are you, the members of the public, the citizens, the business owners, private citizens, churches, neighborhood watches, who have CCTV feeds and who are willing to let us have them. Can you imagine if every neighborhood watch or citizens association buys a system and puts them at the exit and entry points to their communities, how we could tackle this problem?
Mr. Montague adds that the National Security Ministry is negotiating with the Finance Ministry to waive the GCT and import duties on CCTV equipment for a limited time to allow more persons to purchase and link their CCTV systems to Jamaica Eye. Meanwhile, project lead for Jamaica Eye, Major Sheldon Bryan, is assuring the public that the CCTV network is secure. Major Bryan says a range of measures have been put in place to ensure the system is adequately protected from intrusion.
The system has several layers of protection. We actually have a layered firewall system on there in terms of prevention from outside entities trying to hack into the system. So we have already in place, all on the servers, all the softwares that we have possible to protect the data.
Major Bryan adds that the personnel employed to Jamaica Eye were vetted to the highest degree before being incorporated into the monitoring and control centers. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw tabled the second supplementary estimates of expenditure for the 2017-18 financial year in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The figures show that the budget has been revised upwards from $805.4 billion to $815.2 billion, an increase of $9.78 billion. The estimates show an increase in the recurrent or housekeeping expenses from $515.4 billion to $523.8 billion, while capital or development spending has moved from $290 billion to $291.4 billion. The first supplementary estimates for the 2017-18 financial year was approved by the House of Representatives in December. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is implementing measures to increase compliance with student loan repayment. State Minister Floyd Green says the ministry will undertake the necessary policy adjustments to make loan repayment more flexible and affordable.
Ideally, we would want loan repayments to kick in when somebody has been employed, and that is the direction that we are looking to head in. Additionally, we want to reach a state with our loan bureau where your repayment is tied to a percentage part of your income, so that young people can be able to do other things with their income, quite frankly. And it also clearly ties into economic growth.
Minister Green was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.